In the studio with us now, Samantha Pearson is back, Lewisburg Neighborhoods Corporation Elm Street Manager and Walk It, Bike It Coordinator. We just talked to her 2 weeks ago, but we wanted to get an update ahead of next month's regular visit because there's some activities coming up. There's a hidden Lewisburg tour coming up, and we also have a cleanup and invasive species removal and identification activity.
Yep, we've got all sorts of things. Actually, in fact, even today, the rest of the day is crammed. There's going to be a tour with Professor Chris Martine this morning along the stretch of Bull Run just upstream of the covered bridge in downtown Lewisburg, and we're going to be identifying plants that we have, both the mix of plants, invasives, and ones we've planted intentionally, and that's happening ahead of some activities we'll be targeting both invasive and nuisance plants along there during, as part of our cleanups, both this Sunday, the 27th of October, and Saturday, November 9th. Those 2 days we're doing cleanups in combination with invasive plant removal, we're adding those two together in hopes that for some people, picking up other people's trash is too gross. And so we thought maybe we would appeal to the people who don't like the ick factor to come and work with us on you know, getting some of the black locusts and things like that out.
Okay, so let's take things in order. Tree planting. When is this happening?
Yeah, so we have a tree planting this afternoon. We did a nice tree planting this spring, and actually we've been sort of planting throughout this year in small ways, but this afternoon we're doing our part of a big planting in cooperation with the Borough of Lewisburg and the Chesapeake Bay Foundation's Keystone 10 Million Trees Initiative. The borough yesterday planted more than 50 trees in the Wolf Field area. They planted, you know, using heavy equipment and basically the entire crew at work. This afternoon at 4 p.m., Lewisburg Neighborhoods will be out there doing our green team tree planting activity. We'll be doing stuff that, you know, couldn't be done with a big digger. So we'll be planting in places where the ground is softer and sort of more amidst other trees. And we also have quite a collection of trees to put there. There will... it won't even end today, so people could also sort of stay tuned by watching our On the River Lewisburg Facebook page for notice if they want to get involved also in planting. We have some fruit-bearing trees that we can plant and shrubs that we can plant in the area of St. Mary Street Park, the Lewisburg Area Recreation Park, west of 15th Street. But that will not happen until later. So today, this afternoon at 4 p.m., we'll still be at basically starting from the recycling center at Wolf Field.
All right, so let's start at Wolf Field, which is down by Buffalo Creek, as
correct.
I recall.
Yeah, it's some people think of it as on the river. Some people realize it's on the creek. It's right at the mouth of Buffalo Creek. So it's off of St. Anthony Street, and the entrance is between Water Street and Front Street.
And it's down by the Street of Shops, I guess, for lack of a better landmark. And the Lewisburg Community Garden is down there. So you're down there doing tree planting. That's today at 4 p.m. So
correct.
If folks want to help apply some muscle, it's
sure.
supposed to be a gorgeous afternoon. So.
Yep, there's a lot of poison ivy, so no shorts and t-shirts. We do have some IVX, which we have found to be very helpful. It's sort of a barrier that you can put on exposed skin. We'll have gloves, but people should ideally wear long pants and long sleeves.
And how many people participate in these tree plantings and some of your cleanups? Paint the picture for us, please.
Sure, it can really vary. You know, I think today, beautiful weather is great, but of course we're doing it at 4 p.m. on a weekday. So I'm hoping for around what we did this spring was around 16 people. That was a good number. And we have, you know, our total number of trees. I actually didn't count the containers yesterday, but we have upwards of 30 trees, or trees and bushes. So 16 people would be great. You know, we could really make a dent on that. It really depends on the size of trees. I mentioned we've been planting some other trees in just during green team sessions, our weekly work sessions that are coming to an end actually today for the season. But we've actually been doing something I've been calling squirrel starts, where if you're walking down the street in a town, often just in the planting beds, you might see there's a shrub and people have nice little plantings. And then you're like, what's that? It's an oak seedling, right?
Oh, okay.
That a squirrel buried an acorn from and forgot about. So we've been getting permission from property owners and collecting those oak seedlings and replanting them.
Most people just chuck them out.
Yes.
Don't do it. It's an oak.
Well, you don't want an oak 4 inches from your house, but, you know, those oaks are actually, as I understand it, they've been growing, by the time you can see it above ground, it's been growing under a root system for 3 years underground.
Get out of here.
And so the squirrels are doing us a great service if we can take advantage of it. Those, like when we do a native plant sale, we pay real money for those things. And so this year we're doing our squirrel starts as an experiment. We'll see how well they do. So far what we've transplanted looks good. And, you know, we hope to really make a program of that. One of my issues, and I'm hoping to talk to Professor Martine about that this morning, is I'm not sure which oaks I'm transplanting, right? Because I'm not sure where the squirrels got them. So I assume it'll be a mix of the oaks we have in town. We have some oaks that some people like a little less, like the chestnut oaks. And, you know, I would love to have more white oaks, but I think still it's worthwhile. And we have been losing so many trees along in our public spaces and along the river that, you know, anything we can do to up that quotient a little bit is helpful.
Right. Wolffield is today, which is down by the Street of Shops and the Lewisburg Community Garden and Buffalo Creek, and that is today beginning at 4 p.m. And you'll plant for, what, about two hours?
Okay. Yep.
All right, fabulous. So, and there'll be some refreshments there, some cover-up, the Ivy X, which I'm well familiar with, and gloves and that sort of thing, but we do wear long pants at least there. And it should be a nice warm day, so be prepared to work hard and enjoy that. You are doing a cleanup this Sunday.
It's the railroad cleanup. Those who want to collect trash, we got plenty of trash for them, and those who would rather not deal with trash but are willing to can do the follow-up and help us cut and take out the brush that Chris is going to help us identify.
Okay, these are invasive species, the knotweeds and
combination,
so on.
Yeah, a combination of invasives and also nuisance species. So I did mention black locust, which is actually native, but it has these huge thorns, which, especially in locations that are near where the borough crew does work, they wind up, the thorns actually give their equipment flat tires.
Hmm.
So, and they're very prolific. Like, you know, you leave it alone for 2 years and suddenly you've got, you know, 40 black locusts. So we'll also be taking some of those out. We have a lot coming up, though, a lot of good stuff. So we just want to make more room for the stuff that we planted. We actually did live stake planting there last year. And we want to ID the things that have taken and are doing well, make more room for them, and sort of, you know, plan ahead for the future. I didn't mention to you actually before, we're working as part of the Susquehanna Live Stake Collaborative. I don't know if you've had Adrienne Gemberling on here, but she organized this regional program where we both do collection of live stakes together in groups, and then you can distribute those live stakes, which is basically you plant sticks and they grow. So again, it's like the squirrel starts. It's sort of like free trees, or shrubs or bushes. Really good for riparian areas and conservation projects. And so right now we are hoping to have November 23rd be our local live stakes collection event. I will have more information about that on our website as hopefully soon. Maybe we can talk about it at my next visit. But that will be an opportunity where people can come and learn about the process of collecting live stakes, how they work. Then they'll get stored by the collaborative down at Susquehanna University over the winter. And in spring, they will dole them out to different conservation projects. And we have been planting ourselves live stakes for the last couple of years.
All right, we talked about a lot of dates and a lot of times and a lot of events. Please go to Lewisburg, PA. LewisburgNA.org. LewisburgNeighborhoods.org, and all the information is posted there. Thank you so much. Stand by.
Thanks.
We're coming back with more activity and more chit-chat about important topics that relate to our community. Lewisburg Neighborhoods Corporation Elm Street Manager Samantha Pearson is with us.
News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
In the studio with us now, we're glad that Samantha Pearson is here, Lewisburg Neighborhoods Corporation Elm Street Manager and Walk It, Bike It Coordinator. So thanks again for coming in.
Good to be here, Mark.
Always appreciate that. On our first segment, we talked about some upcoming events, the first of which actually happens at 10:15 this morning. You meet at the Lewisburg Covered Bridge near North 6th Street in Cherry Alley. And Chris Martine, of course, Plants Are Cool Too, made him globally famous. And he'll be talking about invasive species. And this is an opportunity to mark invasive species so we know what to pull later.
Exactly. We're going to be IDing some of the sort of mystery plants along the creek.
And then at 4 o'clock this afternoon, volunteers for a couple hours can help with a tree planting. And that will be taking place down by Wolf Field, which is down by the Lewisburg Community Garden. So that's at 4 p.m. today for volunteers. This Sunday, there's a invasive species removal and cleanup taking place. Just recap that real
quick. Right. That'll be our railroad cleanup. So we'll be meeting at Kidsburg and at 1 p.m. on Sunday afternoon. We do it even if it's drizzling. So we're hoping the rain tails off by then, and we'll be cleaning up along the railroad tracks. And for people for whom that's too much gross garbage, we also have the opportunity to help remove some of the tagged underbrush from along the creek. That'll be work, but not mess.
And who doesn't like to put on a pair of gloves and pick up someone else's diaper? I don't know. Snowflakes, I guess.
We find weird things. We don't typically find diapers. Watch, we'll get one this time. But we have found some strange things. To be honest, last railroad cleanup, one person found $20. Another person found a letter signed by General MacArthur. I'm not kidding.
A real one?
Well, clearly someone had taken it out of the Shrita shops and it had and lost it, and it was sort of under a little bit, you know, under the dirt along the railroad tracks. My son found it and he framed it, and it's in his room now. Basically, it was something that was at Shrita, must have been at Shrita shops, and it was the cover page of a tank manual from some year in which MacArthur was probably not at the rank that he eventually became, but he was responsible for signing it. So.
Wow. Okay. So
who knows?
Okay. So scavengers abound is the bottom line there. All right. So that's this Sunday, 1 p.m. Kidsburg. Now, when I want to know at noon if it's taking place, LewisburgNeighborhoods.org?
LewisburgNeighborhoods.org. Yes, we will. We'll post there, and we also will post on Facebook on the river. Lewisburg.
On the River Lewisburg. Okay, yep. I'm not even familiar with that site. I'll have to like that. That sounds like a good site. Okay, so Facebook on the River Lewisburg. Then November 9th, there's an invasive species removal and a cleanup beginning at 3rd and Market is what I have to... the covered... go ahead.
Okay, so on November 9th, we are once again meeting at Kidsburg, and we'll do... We basically do our cleanup in two rounds, partly because of the weather factor. But the second one will not be railroad cleanup, but it will be still also be more opportunities to invasive species as well as litter pickup in the along the waterways and open spaces in the borough.
Hidden Lewisburg tour. Tell me about that.
Sure. So we've been doing a number of these Hidden Lewisburg tours over the last 2 years, and this next scheduled one will be a little bit different. Actually, all of them have been unique, but this will be a walking tour, and it will be geared towards topics that we believe will be of interest to kids, basically from first grade up. We'll start at 3rd and Market, and we will end at the Children's Museum over by at the intersection of 15 and 45. And along the way, there are a number of sites we'll be pointing out, like where the skating rink was. believe me, no one knows where the skating rink was. It was there in the late 1800s.
And the date and time of that?
Sure, that will be on Saturday, November 16th from 1 to 2:30.
All right. And be prepared to walk a short distance. That's what, about probably maybe a mile at the
most?
Yeah,
I haven't mapped it out. It should be less than a mile. It should be maybe half to two-thirds of a mile.
Okay, and you'll be certainly standing the whole 90 minutes, so that would be the other caveat associated with that. So that's a Hidden Lewisburg tour where you talk about elements that are no longer in plain sight.
Well, it's
Lewisburg.
A combination of things, yeah. So it's hidden because things have disappeared because they're part of history. It can also be hidden because it's not things that people think about or talk about. We talk about a fair bit about infrastructure, when things came into being, like when roads were paved, what the sidewalks looked like before the roads were paved, things like that.
Okay, we're going to switch here from things that are going to happen to things that have happened. The Lewisburg traffic study meeting took place. We did have a reporter there, so we did report on some of these phenomenal traffic numbers, 16,000 vehicles a day in the area of Market Street near the bridge, 10,000 vehicles a day in the downtown, which seems like a high number to me.
It is. I mean, so we actually do have, the report is much more extensive than just what was presented at the meeting, and I'm able to just comment as the Elm Street manager. I can't make, pronouncements on behalf of Borough Council by any stretch of the imagination, but and Borough Council has not yet accepted the report, so that will all be happening at upcoming council meetings. But it was good, I'm certainly glad to talk about the meeting itself. It was great to have people come out and have reflected back at them what their experience is through the eyes of engineers, and really corroborating the impression that there's a lot of traffic and a lot of truck traffic. So on the one hand, one of the statistics they showed was that the trucks are fairly heavy around the clock, but also sort of fairly consistent throughout the day. There's not
heavy volume numbers of trucks.
And so there's a long stretch where there's about 90 trucks an hour, from morning through early afternoon. And that's a lot of trucks, right? 90 trucks an hour is more than one a minute. And then they also, another little tidbit of information they offered was the relative amount of pedestrian traffic. So we actually have pedestrian counts. And in a peak hour on Market Street, we have 400 pedestrians crossing just at the signalized intersections. That is the places with lights. That doesn't include all of the unsignalized intersections or the mid-block crosswalks, right? So just thinking about that, there's a lot of opportunities for problematic conflict. Now, having traffic is good for downtown, but it has to be the right kind of traffic, right?
People have to be in a position to stop if they wish to.
Well, a position to stop, sort of car congestion is actually good for a downtown. You're having people, there's people there, there's eyes on the street, there are people stopping and wanting to go into, restaurants or wanting to come back to the movie theater or things like that. Through truck traffic is a different animal, and that's something that the Valley is going to have to contend with sort of universally in the coming years. I think there's a lot of excitement about the CSVT, for obvious reasons. I mean, it's literally been on the books for a lifetime. I believe they proposed it before I was born, and I'm not young anymore, so that's exciting, but it's also, we do know what happens now when you build these big projects. It basically generates additional traffic. It will generate development. So these are economic goods, but they also have a cost. And so I think it's really good for us to start to be on the record about what highway uses are compatible with our core downtown areas and which ones are not.
Right. Any idea of how a truck ban might work? One of the engineers kind of threw that into the discussion. Our reporter caught it, but it's not an idea. It doesn't have momentum. PennDOT's not in on it.
Well, so this is the first step in a process of asking PennDOT whether we can proceed in that direction. So a truck ban would really be about, obviously, local trucks would still be able to make deliveries and things like that. It would be about really helping, say, navigation systems, sort of categorizing roads that Google or Waze scrapes for data when they tell people how to go, what routes to take, categorizing roads such that you don't wind up with the trucks getting sent through areas like that. And with the CSVT, we'll have the opportunity to really focus them instead on our through routes. So one through route will be the future CSVT. Route 15, north and south, will also be still a through route. The point will be that maybe Route 45 shouldn't be right in that core. I would say that the CSVT is really not going to solve anything for Northumberland, which is really a shame. Though we also have to start thinking about if you drive to Harrisburg or you drive to Philadelphia or, you know, any large city, the kinds of routes that we follow, if you literally trace them on the map in order to stay on the interstate system, we don't necessarily go shortest distance, right? We stay least resistance routes. So we want to have, in addition to the ability to stay on a highway, and it could be that eventually Northumberland gets a break because of the CSVT, more people just shoot all the way to 80 and then, you know, over on 80 to get to Danville, for example. It doesn't make sense to us looking at the map, and we're used to riding those as sort of surface roads, but long range, if that is the regional through route system and the app, the navigation apps understand that, we do have a chance.
So this is a 20-year discussion that just began, I guess, something in that range.
Certainly. Exactly, okay. Exactly.
Let's see, unpaved, 800 bikers, tons
yep.
of fun, fully successful by every account I've heard.
We had a blast. I helped with the organizers. We had our own sort of more local events affiliated with it. We really had a great time. We are collecting feedback now, both from, you know, businesses in the area, confirming, you know, the estimated economic impact. We're collecting input from the riders, how things went from their perspective. And just as Walk It, Bike It, I would like to also invite people to contact me as residents of the region, you know, with feedback about your experience of having this event in our community.
All right. Well, to be continued. LewisburgNeighborhoods.org for more information on all of the topics, whether it's the time frame, the activities that start today, or anything else that's coming up. Samantha Pearson has probably already posted it or will. Samantha Pearson, Lewisburg Neighborhoods Corporation, Elm Street Manager, thank you so much.
Great
for
to be here,
in.
Mark. Thanks.